Take a look around you in all directions. Listen. Feel the sun and wind. What features of this land were likely appreciated by the Native Americans who lived here for thousands of years? What might the Dudleys have been drawn to when they first purchased this land in 1726? What aspect of this farm might the Dudleys have enjoyed around 1900? What do you enjoy about being here? I notice how the land slopes gently to the south, allowing the winter sun to warm the sheep in the barn courtyard. That slope also allows the barn to have three levels, one for the hay wagon to unload, one for storing grain and repairing tools, and a lower level for animals. Water runs on both sides of this land, with the Monunkatuck River able to power mills and a tannery to the west, and the stream to the east used to fill the ice pond. Here is land that is gently rolling and good for agriculture, as well as rocky wooded land for timber, hunting, and collecting nuts. The land sits at an important junction of pathways long used by Native Americans. In 1900, the dirt roads were known as Durham Road and the Fairhaven Turnpike. The farmhouse and barn greet you as you come into North Guilford, and the porch provides a great view of all comings and goings. This tour will make 16 stops around our 10 acres and takes about an hour. We offer a few thoughts about what this land and the structures on it might tell us about lives lived here before us. We will focus on environmental issues, like sources of water and power, food and shelter, as well as waste disposal and recycling. We'll start uphill at the big barn.